This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are the community that I'm talking about. It's one person at a time. That information that you can tell to other people and they can go on and tell to other people as well. Millions of people you can reach in a very short period of time by expressing your opinion, especially if you know something about the totalitarians or if you're even awake to them. That they're right here staring you right in front of your face. You know, it's kind of interesting. We all get news in different ways. And, it's kind of, we've got niche news that everybody gets. And we've had reliable news. You know, those that are older, like myself, you know, we've always, my generation, so to speak, has always depended upon the three television networks, which was CBS, NBC, and ABC. And sort of, we've kind of lingered into that mode. And now we have the internet. You have a whole generation that's just maybe stuck on that mode, and that's how they get their news and information is from those three, well, mainstream media news outlets, and of course their affiliates out there, but you now have the news stream media, us. You have the internet, you have fact-checking, you have all those things that are looking for the truth out there. And one thing I do want to tell you is always look for the truth. And like I tell my audience all the time, if you don't believe me, fact-check me, please. You can fact check me. And a lot of people do, and they go, that's okay. You know, because, you know, to go on the radio and do this, you got to fact check yourself. You got to do it. It's kind of like I used to call it the Lou Holtz gut check time. Yeah, Lou Holtz, the former Notre Dame and I think South Carolina head football coach. I'm a big fan of Lou Holtz. I used to coach football and all that stuff back in the day, and I am a big fan of Lou, but he always used to say, going in at halftime, he'd stand there and he'd sit there and he'd grovel around and he'd tell the kids, this is gut check time, boys, this is gut check time. And quite frankly, it is gut check time for our nation now, isn't it? So fact check me. Do your own gut check and fact check me and say, look at, Is he telling me the truth? Is this what's really truly going on? Well, you know, you have a computer now. You have the ability to do that fact checking. And when you find out the facts for yourself, you know, I'm just kind of like scratching the surface of some of this stuff. So when you hear what I say and you fact check it, guess what? You're going to spend hours going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my. You can start to see what is really truly going on. So what is really truly going on today? I'll tell you, it's just every single day and is just exploding with information. We just got, you know, we're kind of working ourselves through this terrorist attack, the ISIS terrorist attack that happened in Orlando. And, of course, there's a lot of news and information on that. We're going to continue to follow that. There's the presidential races going on and so on. In the third hour of today's show, it's going to be the second hour. We're going to put it in the second hour. Is it an absolutely explosive interview that you do not want to miss with Patrick Wood. He is the author of Technocracy Rising. And I got to tell you, it's one of the best interviews I have been a part of in 16 years in radio. It explains a lot, especially in his book, Technocracy Rising. If you don't have it, get it. If you want to understand the scientific totalitarian nature of what we're experiencing right now, you need to understand it through Technocracy Rising. And this is what all Agenda 21 is about, Agenda 2030, and so on. And in this interview, Patrick does an exquisite job of explaining the totalitarians that are involved with this whole technocracy race that's happening, going from Obama, all the way to going back in history, where did it all come from? And he explains it just so brilliantly that you just have to listen to his explanation as to what is truly, truly going on here. The ideologies that are mixing it up and matching it up, he explains. And it's well worth the listen. So you must listen to the second hour of Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be posting it up on our podcast, and you can get it. I'm going to tell you, it's going to get slammed with hits because it will tell you what happened in Orlando. It'll tell you about this president. It'll tell you about Hillary Rodham Clinton. It'll tell you about the people in the United Nations. You'll get it. You'll get it in a heartbeat. It'll tell you about the Pope. And that's what the information that we're trying to get out. Okay, so what is the big news today? The big news is Donald Trump slams Hillary Rodham Clinton. You know, she came out. I mean, this is the kind of thing that goes on in these presidential races. It's kind of early right now, but, you know, apparently the Democrats have decided they're going to follow the Obama plan and try and take him out early in June. If you go back to 2012, they took Mitt Romney out. They just kind of set the president as to how they were going to attack Mitt Romney going forward. Then a smart move in June. Now, here it is, end of June, kind of getting into July before the convention. Yesterday's thought was, you know, Hillary Rodham Clinton's going to attack Donald Trump, talk about the economy. The bottom line is, it was just straight attacks on Donald Trump, you know, his bankruptcies and stuff like that. And, you know, that became a big explosive thing. But, you know, the bottom line, she had about maybe 2 or 3 minutes of the speech dedicated to the economy. So we did not get too much information out of her about the economy. Now, saying that she's never, you know, held any kind of job in her life that's an economic position. Maybe that's a slight thing that people don't want to talk about, but we enjoy talking about it here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's kind of like, what are her qualifiers to be there? The bottom line is her speech was just nothing more that warmed over the Obama economy and economic plan. That's basically what she has. It was a hit piece primarily designed to destroy Donald Trump. Okay, so today Donald answers in con. You know, he doesn't lay back. And which was a fault of Romney. Romney didn't answer in kind to the hits that were going on. I don't know if he was stunned or he just said, oh, I'll just turn the other cheek. Not a good idea in a presidential race in America. And Donald Trump answered in kind. And it's pretty amazing what Donald Trump came up with. I'm going to play this little clip here so you kind of have some idea what's really truly going on.
Just plain corrupt. Those are some of the attacks Donald Trump leveled at Hillary Clinton one day after the Democratic nominee said Trump would be dangerous to our economy. Senior national correspondent John Roberts is in New York tonight with more on Trump's line of attack. Good evening, John.
Chris, good evening to you. The tone of today's speech was pretty much unprecedented for a modern-day presidential campaign and a clear indication that this election year will likely reach new heights in negativity on both sides.
Donald Trump prides himself in his ability to throw a rhetorical punch. And in hitting Hillary Clinton today, he left nothing in the locker room.
Hillary Clinton may be the most corrupt person ever to seek the presidency of the United States.
Donations from foreign governments to the Clinton Foundation was just one area where Trump took a flamethrower to Clinton, accusing her of cutting deals with authoritarian regimes in exchange for money, power, and influence, then hiding much of it on her private email server.
To cover up her corrupt dealings, Hillary illegally stashed her State Department emails on a private server. She's under investigation, but it seems like nothing's going to happen.
He also ripped her record as Secretary of State, blaming her directly for the disaster in Benghazi, accusing her of sleeping soundly while Ambassador Chris Stevens was fighting for his life.
Her decision spread death, destruction, and terrorism everywhere she touched.
And he attempted to turn around the narrative that he is anti-Muslim, suggesting it's Clinton who helped cause hardship among Muslim populations by supporting policies that allowed ISIS to thrive.
Bingo. Supporting policies to allow ISIS to survive. Maybe Donald Trump is listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Maybe Donald Trump is listening to Scott Bennett. You know, I don't know, but I just have a feeling that he might be. Especially when he brings up ISIS and supporting ISIS. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So as you open up Drudge, the Drudge Report, for those of you that, I'll be honest, some of you don't know, we do cover terrestrial stations and so on, and a lot of people just tuning in might not know about the Drudge Report. It is the quintessential reporting website, if you will, for links to various stories that are out there, certainly national and international stories. And this is what we're seeing right now on Drudge, so to kind of give you an idea of how news laden today is. It says that, first of all, they got a picture up in the upper left. Now, by the way, if you've never been there, it's kind of great. This is old school internet technology from the 90s. That's the way this whole thing is presented. So it's kind of like, wow, there's no glamour in this website. It doesn't need to be, but it's one of the most hit websites on the planet. Anyway, this is there's a picture on the left-hand side of Hillary Clinton with her eyes wide open like surprise. And then these are the stories, the subsets of the stories that we have sort of that are up there. We're not using some of these stories, but this is just giving you a flavor of what's happening. Trump lets her have it. Well, we're going to pick up on that little audio clip here in a second. It says, world-class liar is what he calls her. we switch from policy of Americanism to policy of globalism. And that's a story that's well worth the discussion, because that's what United Nations Agenda 21 is about. You know, the loss of our constitutional rights, ladies and gentlemen, is what this is about. They want to take away our constitutional rights. This is fundamental to what the globalists want to do. I think he's spot on here. This is what we've been doing now for the last 5 years on Agenda 21 Radio, and you know, 11 years before that on the Inside Education Show. This is what they want to do, is globalize the United States of America. And she's a globalist. For gosh sakes, we played the clip. I mean, on this radio show, it's a little frustrating for me because we've been seeing this coming for a long time. And now all of a sudden, see, this is the thing. There has not been, and you've heard me say this before, I'm going to say it again, there has not been any Republican, any conservative that has had the national stage to take these people on in the ways in which Donald Trump has done this, to take them on their level. No one's had the guts to do it. Mitch McConnell, Mumbles, as they call him, Paul Ryan. You know, he doesn't have the gravitas to do that. Nor would he, because, you know, he's kind of in on the game sometimes here. You know, this is the thing, is these Republican conservatives that we elected in 2014, they're in on the game with Hillary. This is what we've been telling you about. Not the conservatives, but, you know, the Republicans that are all backing Hillary right now, which I think they're going to be smoked out. I think some of these Republicans that have been saying that they're going to be Republicans supporting Hillary are going to smoke themselves. You know, we can't bring ourselves to vote for Hillary, so it's got to be Trump. That's what we're going to start seeing now. We're going to start to see that shakeout start to happen, because more and more people are warming up to Trump. And he is a presumptive candidate. And after I predict an absolute circus in Cleveland, he does become the candidate, then the Republicans will have kind of an act together. But we'll see. We'll see. It's still a long ways to go. Then there's the whole thing whether or not she's going to be indicted, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and I don't want to go down that road right now. But my point is, globalism is what they're after. We play the clip of Hillary Rodham Clinton at the beginning of the show, where she talks about how she finally gets together with the UN office that's down the street from the Secretary of State's office, and she talks about how they can be so close to the United Nations so that the United Nations can tell her what to do. You see, that's the way her worldview is that the United Nations is going to tell her. You listen to it at the beginning of the show. You'll hear it. A lot of people sometimes don't understand that long introduction we play, but I'm trying to drive a point home with every little phrase that's in there about what's going on in this case. It says it all. It really does say it all, and it says it all about Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's a globalist, and this is where Obama is a globalist. It's the one world order, folks, coming after us. Now, you're going to hear Patrick Wood in the next hour explain some of that stuff to you. It's going to be incredible. So you definitely want to stay tuned. Some other things that are up there, though, so they kind of give you the feel for what we're seeing here. It says, for amount Hillary would spend on refugees, we could rebuild every inner city. This is from Trump. She takes millions from anti-gay, anti-women regimes and wants Sharia migrants. The whole notion of, you know, substituting Sharia law for the Constitution. It says reporters laugh at Clinton after Clinton avoids questions. You know, isn't that kind of interesting? She has a little gaggle of reporters around her, and she doesn't want to answer them, so reporters just laugh. She has not had, are you ready for this, a press conference in 200 days. What does that tell you? A little hiding going on, a little avoidance going on? And the last thing that's really kind of interesting, we're getting into the emails, is that the IT aid invokes Fifth Amendment more than 125 times today. That's Pagliano. See, he invoked the Fifth Amendment because he did not have immunity going into the investigation. That's a civil investigation. He didn't have immunity for that. So he had to invoke this Fifth Amendment because he does not want to, 125 times. He does not want to find himself, well, maybe crossing the line. He just answered something off a card, straight up from a card, would not answer any questions. Now, This is the investigation by Judicial Watch in which they're deposing everybody. Now, Uma Abedin is coming up in this investigation and in this deposition. She's coming up. It'll be very, very interesting whether or not they are going to, what they're going to do with Uma Abedin in this questioning. I would love to be a fly on the wall on that one. Will she plead the fifth? Will she plead the fifth? That's a big question. That's a major league question. Will she plead the fifth? Uma Abedin. More from Trump.
ISIS also threatens peaceful Muslims across the Middle East and peaceful Muslims across the world who have been terribly victimized by horrible brutality and who only want to raise their kids in peace and safety.
A super PAC supporting Hillary Clinton called the speech, quote, filled with conspiracy theories, lies, and debunked claims. The White House sharply rebuked Trump.
I think it's the responsibility of those who are in the spotlight, and the president has certainly embrace this responsibility, which is to engage in debates that are rooted in fact and evidence and rationality.
But Republicans applauded the speech as a much-needed exclamation point on the Trump campaign reboot. Bush White House spokesman Ari Fleischer tweeted, quote, Trump gives powerful, well-delivered takedown of what's wrong with Hillary. Parts were uplifting. Parts were tough. Finally, well done. Two things do remain to be seen, though. Will this new scripted, more disciplined Trump attract more supporters to his side? And, Chris, how long will this new scripted, more disciplined Trump be around? Will he last? Chris?
A couple of good questions there. John Roberts reporting from outside Trump Tower. John, thanks for that.
I think he's going to be around for a while. Just judging upon what I was seeing there, and I did not get to see the whole thing. When it was happening, I was listening and all that stuff, but just judging. Obviously, Corey Lewandowski, who was his campaign director, who was fired, so to speak. I don't think they were fired. I think he left on good terms with Donald Trump this week. It was time for somebody else to step in, and they're starting to take it to the next level to getting ready for the general election. That's what's happening. I think that's been a good move for Donald Trump, because he's going to start looking and acting more presidential. And quite frankly, will the bloom not be there for that rose of Hillary Rodham Clinton? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
State Department IT specialist for Hillary Clinton getting grilled by a conservative watchdog group today. Brian Pagliano testifying today before Judicial Watch. But instead of getting grilled, well, actually, he didn't give them any answers that they were looking for. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge is live for us from our Washington Bureau. Catherine, so what did happen?
Well, thank you, Heather. A Judicial Watch official tells Fox News the deposition of Clinton IT specialist Brian Pagliano lasted about an hour and a half, and he invoked the Fifth more than 125 times. The official said Pagliano was working off an index card, and he read the same crafted statement each time. The Judicial Watch official said they asked all of their questions, and at the end, the official said it was a sad day for government transparency. Pagliano, as you know, struck an immunity deal with the Justice Department late last year as part of the FBI's ongoing criminal probe of Clinton's email practices, and he is well within his legal rights to take the Fifth if he so chooses. Meantime, the hack of the DNC is giving reporters a new window into the issues the Clinton campaign is worried about, as well as how they'll combat them in the media. On the use of an unsecured private server by then-Secretary Clinton for government business, the documents say the emphasis should be placed on how the use of private email was not prohibited, that federal regulations give government officials the flexibility to determine which emails are public, and that she has turned over more emails than any other Secretary of State. Meantime, the head of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, who's holed up at that embassy in London, is promising to release Clinton emails within the next few weeks. This does suggest the Clinton server was compromised by a third party, and an NSA whistleblower says there is no doubt Clinton and her team put ease of access to the server over security.
I mean, even Putin is saying he's going to release some of the emails. So, you know, it shows that when you take it out and put it out in the open environment, that it's vulnerable to attack from all people in the world, hackers, governments, everybody.
The Clinton campaign has consistently said there's no evidence of a breach, but this is really getting harder and harder to argue, given how many groups say they have the emails and now this threat by WikiLeaks to make some of them public. And WikiLeaks has a track record of providing authentic documents, Heather.
Catherine Herridge, thanks so much. And we'll be joined later in the show by Greg Jarrett, who will break down the legal implications on that Judicial Watch. Catherine, thanks.
Well, this is, Brian, like we were talking in the last segment, is one of the stems from Drudge. This actually came from Fox News. It didn't come from the other one that we were looking at. This is not good news. I mean, obviously, Brian Pagliano with the Judicial Watch pleading 125 times, taking the Fifth. Okay, so let's talk about that private email server. And the DNC comes out with talking points. And this is the thing that I find most disconcerting, is this whole notion of the private email server that Hillary Rodham Clinton had that was housed in some closet in a bathroom in Colorado. Right? I mean, and this is what Pagliano was managing. Pagliano was managing. Now, one of the key things that we have talked about on this radio show, and I'm sure this is an FBI question, this is why they gave him immunity, because remember, it was the FBI who had to go to court, and let's not tell anybody, because it's a secret. It's a secret. There actually is a grand jury already convened. Oh, did you know that? I mean, it's a secret, so don't tell anybody now, especially your liberal friends. We want to keep them totally in the dark. So they get immunity granted by a judge, which is then given to Pagliano, so he can answer questions freely. Now, it's a pretty big, you know, bet on the parts of the feds is he's going to answer questions freely. And one of the big questions that you're going to ask is, who gave you the passcodes from Hillary's email server to her server, her confidential double secret probation server in the State Department? Just one little question like that's enough. Who did that? Did they get it from Hillary? How did that happen? How did you set up? I mean, there's so many questions because he's got so much data about that whole private server. Now, there's the thing. This is the talking points that's coming from the DNC. Let's remember this. They want you to believe that all the secretaries of state did this, right? Now, we know from the Inspector General's report, and we're talking about Madeleine Albright to Annalisa Rice to Colin Powell, they never had their own servers. And I don't think Madeleine Albright even knew what an email was. But they did some email business, private email business over State Department. They admit to that. They said they did that. But that's not having your own email private, your private email server taking in top secret information and having access to it. Now, I want to tell you how important this is, that she had that private server that got hacked into by Guccifer. I think it was in April of 2014. Maybe it was 2015. See, you know, things just fly by and there's just too much information out there. Well, we got the news about Guccifer and the emails. That remember, this is when Guccifer connected the dots with Sidney Blumenthal. Now, I got to tell you, my sources tell me that Guccifer won, because now we have Guccifer 2, and then you have Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Okay, the emails are out there off that server. The emails, everybody's got the emails. They even mentioned Putin's got emails. This is my point. When you have top secret information marked for your eyes only, you had those SOP or SIC top secret computers in which you can only see with your eyes. You're not supposed to take pictures of. You can't cut and paste and send on in an email form. They take the actual hard drives out every night and lock them in a specialized cooled down vault. But no one can take pictures. Guess what? She had pictures taken. Somebody took pictures and put those on her email server. That's a big problem for the feds. That's beyond top secret. What was that doing on her private email server? And more importantly, her email server was hacked and people were seeing it. Okay, and you've heard me say this. I was offered the emails over a year ago and I said, "Niet." Now, nothing means like the Russians were offered, because I said no in Russian. My sources offered me the emails and I said no. I said, I'm not going to go there and put that on my own private server. So if I'm being offered these emails, I think it's 30,000 emails, what is going on in the rest of the world? Who else is seeing them? And who is seeing those super secret emails in which it had to be that somebody had to walk in there and go into the specialized room, and who was ever supposed to be monitoring that computer allowed someone to go in and take a picture of it, and that person transposed it on Hillary's email server, her private one. Stealing secrets is criminal. Stealing secrets is against the Espionage Act. And ladies and gentlemen, that's where this goes. Now, the big question, will Comey file a criminal complaint? Will he or will he not? And, of course, what with going on with Loretta Lynch, you know, because she was thrown under the bus by the Obama administration, well, will she, well, want to go for an indictment? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
So, Loretta Lynch thrown under the bus. Don't you just love the irony of this? Now let's go back. Let's go back to Benghazi. because remember, Benghazi, and this whole setup with Benghazi. And if I sound repetitive, it's because, you know, I believe in reinforcement. I believe in reinforcement, as it's called in the education business. Now, reinforcement means that I get repetitive and reinforce the concept to you about what happened in Benghazi. Remember, it was all about not an attack, certainly not. And who would have ever dreamt that it would have been an attack by Al-Qaeda being supported by the United States of America? As we know today, gun running from gutter into Libya, so on, that was all a State Department function. We know that. We have the records. We have the documents. We know that. Okay, so now, what do they say caused the overrunning of the mission and the CIA annex? That was nothing more than a riot. And it was all caused by the movie about Mohammed that incited those people to riot, right? That's the narrative that went out. Everybody believed it, but that's not the truth. The truth is, the reality check is, it was Al-Qaeda who was attacking and killed Christopher Stevens and three other Americans. Stevens, Woods, and Doherty. And, of course, if you've seen the movie 13 Hours, you can, you can see it for yourself because it's very well done. And historically, in terms of content, from what when Chris Street and I and Santos Vigil, we were out there scouting out this report in 18 hours, we knew what happened in Benghazi, and it matches what we knew back in when we were reporting in 2012. It was not about a videotape. It was an attack. Now, here's the deal. How did they spin it is the question. The administration goes out and tries to spin this whole thing by saying it was by a video. So they sit down with Susan Rice on a Friday before the Sunday shows, and they say, look, it's all about a video. She goes out on the five Sunday shows and said, it wasn't an attack. Islam is a peaceful. It wasn't an attack. It was about a riot, and it got out of control, and Stevens died that way. That's the way they say it. And they're blaming it on the video so much that they're telling the survivors of the four that were killed that they're going to make sure that they get the guy who made the video. That's how certain they are on things. Well, now let's fast forward to Orlando. We have an attack by ISIS. In fact, the shooter, what did he do? He spent 3 hours making sure he was affiliated with ISIS by telling everybody, 911 tapes, radio shows he called in on. There's recordings of all this stuff. But what happened? The FBI jumps in and says they're going to reduce, or they're going to go ahead and redact the tapes so that you can't hear them. One, they'll put it on a transcript, but they're going to redact anything related to his religious affiliation, what may have caused it, such as, well, his affiliation with ISIS and his pledging and allegiance to the ISIS leader. Now, he did this for 3 hours straight. That's what he was pontificating on as he was being held up basically by the police in the shootout that finally ended with his death at about 5 a.m. at the Pulse. So they come out and they have this report that came out Monday. Monday the report comes out, and she goes out and says they've removed all... She goes to the Sunday shows, just exactly like Susan Rice. Now remember, Susan Rice was the ambassador to the United Nations. She was not the Secretary of State. That should have been the job of the Secretary of State to go out and explain to the American people on those Sunday shows what killed an American ambassador who worked for her. She didn't do that. Avoidance was there. So Susan Rice goes out and makes the case on the five networks and says it's all about a video. Well, let's fast forward to 2016. And what is Loretta Lynch doing on the Sunday before they release these reports and so on about what happened in Orlando? She's on the five talk shows. And looking like the fool, she goes out the next day and says, we've redacted everything. We don't want any references to religion, Islam, yada, yada, yada. And after heavy, heavy pressure, because everybody says, hello, that's like really unconstitutional. We all get it. We do understand the First Amendment, freedom of press, and you must follow. So what they did is an hour or so later, they came out with an unredacted copy of one page of the 9/11 or the 911 tapes by the shooter. That's it, one page. We haven't seen the rest. Oh, no, we haven't seen the rest of them. But he's pledging allegiance to, and this was edited, to God, not Allah. But he was saying Allah.
So they're trying to weave that little thing to protect Islam in any way that they can. And of course, they're trying to shape the narrative. It's about a hate crime against gays. And not once in these documents has he raised the notion of being gay or about killing gays. It was all about ISIS and attacking America. So the avoidance is there, but the game plan was exactly the same game plan that they used in Benghazi. Well, you know, it worked in Benghazi. Why not let it work here? See, this is the thing. They lack the sophistication to understand that we Americans have learned. We Americans can go out and fact check Paul Preston and others about what happened in Benghazi. We can find out the truth. And they were demanding the truth on Monday. And we got it a little bit, but there's more to get. More to get. And what's Loretta Lynch going to do that she's been, now that she's been thrown under the bus with this perhaps a criminal complaint from Comey? Gee, I don't know. But stay with us. We're going to tell you when we can. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, those of you that are wondering about the four bills that came forward in the Senate to try and stop people from owning semiotic weapons and so on. They've gone down to flaming defeat in the Senate. And now members of the House have staged a protest, a sit-down protest, Democrats, of course, to try and bring it forward in the House, and no one's bringing it up. So just sort of let you know where the gun bills have gone on. And, you know, it doesn't add a lot of credibility to their effort when Loretta Lynch reverses herself right in front of everybody, right? Being thrown under the bus because the president doesn't want to take the heat for what he's directing her to do. Now, you see, in a real world, where you have this, you have an independent prosecutor. The independent prosecutor is going to make up their own mind independent of what the president says. That's the way it's supposed to work. I mean, I'm sorry. Go back to and study your Watergate days. That's exactly what happened. Honesty, integrity in these offices is so important. It's the honesty, integrity that is the glue of our Constitution and our constitutional way of life. That's what we need more of, and she lacks it. And she's embarrassed by it now because she got thrown under the bus. I guess the bigger question is Obama about ready to throw Hillary Clinton under the bus? Now we're just going to have to wait and see now, aren't we, in the next few weeks? See what really comes out of these investigations by Comey? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me at paul@agenda21radio.com. And remember, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.